We are learning Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 15 lines from the top, end of a line, Omer Rav Huna Bachrina. And we learned in our Mishnah, Machloikis, Tin Chacham Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shuma Adiyonim, Shepichas Eshtos, or Yisifas Eshtos Mechram Batal. Telling Kama, who is the Chum, say, that when you are selling off the estate of the assignment in order to pay the debts, so the halach is, if Bezdin sold it off, and they made a mistake, and they by mistake undercharged by a sixth, the overcharged by a sixth, the halach is that the mechira, the sale, is null and void, it's batal, because they made a mistake. If the mistake is less than one-sixth, we say that it's kayim. But if it's a sixth or more, then it's batal. Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if they make a mistake sixth or more, there's a koyach of bezdin, not koyach bezdin yafa, the koyach bezdin is very strong, and therefore, the halach is, it's mechir and kayim. So who do you pass like? If Shimon Gamliel, the chacham. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Huna Bachnin, Amar of Nachman. Halacha is the Chachamim. We pass like the Chachamim that the halacha is Mechram Batal when its mistake is by a sixth. Freit the Gemara of Lesser Rav Nachman Makayach Bezin Yafa. Rav Nachman was in the hold of this Yisoid of Makayach Bezin Yafa. This rule that Makayach Bezin Yafa, but he said it himself. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Yisoyim Shabo Lachlok Nichsei Avim. We have here a case where we have Yisoyim. They are Ketanim." They're not gedolim, they're ketanim, and the Yerusha fell to them. You have to split it up and give each yosayim a different chelik. So Bezdin appoints, Bezdin amidim lehem apotropis, Bezdin appoints a treasurer or an agent for each one, and they serve as the shliach, as a mouthpiece for the yosayim, uvarulem chelik yafa, and they pick out a chelik yafa for their yosayim. Higdilu, when they get older, yicharim limchas, they can say, no, I didn't want that, and they can be maicha, and they could say that this split was not correct. Rav Nachman did Deyama, Rav Nachman sells, not like Shmuel. And he says, when they get older, they can't be Meicha. Why? Because if not, what is the Karech HaBezdin? So you see, Rav Nachman himself holds Ma Karech HaBezdin Yafa. So why here? Is it passed like the Chum? The Gemara says it's not a Dimyan. The two cases are not a Dimyan, like Kasha. Our Mishnah told my case, they made a mistake. Had the Tov, had the Tov. Our case in our Mishnah, so that the Bezdin made a mistake. There, when Nachman says, pass that the Chum, that if they make a mistake, then the halacha is it's bottled, it's null and void. Mashiach, in the case where the agents split up the assignments, the chasim, so there was not a mistake, and therefore, there, if Bezdin says that this is the agent for you, then it's Kayam and it can't be Meicha. Right, if there's no mistakes, why is he being Meicha? It loy tow, the Meicha and Limchas. What are we handling the Mecha? What don't you like about it? Our answer is Baruchai. So we're talking about that Lamaisi says, I'd rather have it on my chelik on that on the east side because I have a different field there. I got it from my other side, from my mother's side. So therefore, there are cases where they're going to say, I really want it somewhere else. That's where we're going to get the case to be Meicha. Also, Rav Dimi, Omar, Rav Dimi came, he said over a story. Omar Maisav, also Rabbi Kedivri Chachamim. There was a story where Rebbe passed like the Chum, and a case where Bezdin made a mistake by a shtus, and they were mvatel the mekach. I'm the fun of Prata, b'nai shel Rabbi Loza, ben Prata, ben b'nai shel Rabbi Prata Gadol. So this Prata, who is a grandson of Rabbi Prata Gadol, who is the son of Rabbi Loza ben Prata, Loza ben Prata, and the enik of Rabbi Prata Gadol, he tied to Rebbe, if you say that the lacha is the mecher's bottle, the sales bottle, so then what's the kayach of bezdin? The hichzer Rebbe asmaisa. Rebbe said, you're right, I like that svara, and he was chayzer from that psak, and he passed kontak like a shimon gamliel. Rav Dimi Masnahachi, that's Rav Dimi's version of the story. Rav Safra has a different version of the story. Masnahachi. Maisa because Rebbe lasts his kibre chum. The story where Rebbe wanted to do like the chum, that means make the mecher bottle. I'm a fan of Prata, Benoisho, Rebbe Lozab, Ben Prata, Ben Benoisho, Prata Gadol. So this Prata was the Enikla or Prata Gadol, the grandson of Prata Gadol, told Rebbe, he came out Kerch Bezin Yafa. So Loi Ra'asa Rebbe Yisamaisa. So Rebbe listened and did not pass like the Chum. So the very similar stories. The first story, Rebbe already passed like the Chum, and then he was Chayzer. Mashenki, the second story was, for the second version, the story was he never even passed like that. He was about to, and Rav Prata stopped him. So Lema, Bahakamif, Gimimim, Chaykas, Rav Dimi, and the difference between Rav Dimi's story and Rav Safra's story, maybe the Machlekes is, they're arguing, if Masav Tov Dav Mishta Chayza, Masav Ein Chayza, because there's two types of mistakes. One's called Toyev Edvar Mishta, and one's called a mistake B'Shikal Hadas, Toyev B'Shikal Hadas. Toyev B'Shikal Hadas means that they didn't forget the Nehalachas, but they evaluated the situation wrong. The Nehalachas is, the Gemara Sahajan says, that if a Dayi makes a mistake in Shikal Hadas, in evaluating the situation, the Nehalachas is that the Psak Din is Kayam, and the Dayan himself has to pay back the one he wronged, he has to pay back from his own pocket. That's halacha toyer v'shikol hadas. But toyer v'amishta means he makes a mistake and forgets the halacha. If he forgets the halacha, then the whole psak din is bottled. That's called toyer v'amishta. So maybe the machlokes over here is toyer v'amishta chayzer or not chayzer? Maybe one man the holds toyer v'amishta is the same thing like toyer v'shikol hadas, where it's not chayzer. That's why he said the story was the Rebbe didn't pasken yet. Now you're going to ask me, why is this called Toya V'dvar Mishnah? So Rashi explains that since Rav Shimon Gamliel gives a tam for his reason of Ma Koyach Bezen Yofa, gives a tam for his Shita, Ma Koyach Bezen Yofa, so it's considered a Toya V'dvar Mishnah if you don't pass like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And so that's maybe not like this. The Mishnah says, no. But the Kuli Amon Tov Mishnah Chayzer. Or Ma Sov HaChayav Maisa, Ma Sov HaChayav Maisa. Just arguing what the story was. This is the story. He never passed. Not that there's a reason why he said the story was he didn't pass, because if he would have passed, you couldn't be chayzer. It's not the pshat. That was the story, that it never happened yet. The Rebbe didn't pass in L'maisa L'chom. He just wanted to pass L'chom. So there's no real machlokes there. So machlokes is what the Maisa was, but in halacha there is no machlokes. Zokni Maravaita. I'm Rav Yosef. Armuso Dezvina, a mono that sold property in order to collect her mezoinis or collect her ksuba. And it turns out that there was other liens on this field. So halacha is achrayis ayasmi. If a balchayiv comes and takes away that field from the lekeach, it's not the amana's problem. Even though the amana took care of the sale, and she's actually the front man who did the sale, so the buyers come back to her and say, "What do you mean? You sold me something with a lien on it. Give me back, I have a chrayis, I have insurance, give me back the money." She says, "It's not my problem, it's the assignment's problem. I was just selling it for the assignment." So I'm also the Zabina, a chrayis ayasmi. The chrayis on the assignment, ubezdin zav, the same thing if bezdin sells something for the assignment. And in order to pay up the debts, pay, let's say, the almanos, achray is ayasme. Also, if someone takes away that field from the lekeach, because there's a lien on it, the insurance goes back to Yasme. So you have to pay back this lekeach. So the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashut, of course. Like, why should the almano or the bezdin be responsible for the achrayis of the assignment? Might the assignment have to pay the debt? We're just taking care of the sale for them. What's the havamina? So tomorrow you're right. A monolite tzrichle, ki tzrichle beidina. The chiddush is a guy bezdin. And what's the chiddush guy bezdin? So we'll say Rashi's pshat. Let's first read it inside. The chiddush is bezdin. Mao the tame call the zovin beidina. Daitel mepigle call lahu the zovin. Anyone buys some bezdin knows there's a curl about it. Kamash law, no. What does that mean? So really, we're going here in a case where you didn't write achrayis in the star. But the loch is achrayis toyes seifin. Even if you don't write in the star, you always assume that there's achrayis, which means when someone buys something and someone takes away from him, he goes back to the seller and says, "You owe me money." Even didn't say it in the shtar, the achrayis, but achrayis toyesayf, which means it was omitted by mistake, the achrayis, but there always is insurance automatically. But we would think maybe when Bezin sells something, there's no achrayis toyesayf. Why? Because the lekeach is confident that he's buying something that's legit, because since they make a achraza, and everyone knows they're selling it, so if someone else felt they had a lien in it, they would have came forward and say, "No, that's mine, really. I really have a lien in it." And since no one came forward, so therefore the lekeach is very confident, and therefore he's planning on buying even without achrayis. So you would think there's no achrayis, kamash lon, there is achrayis toyer seifer. There is achrayis toyer seifer, that's the kamash lon. Oh, Rav Yosef's memra that by Bezdin is a Chrayis Toyer Sefer. That's the Pashut Pshat to learn. That's the way we have Rashi. There's another Girsa, which is a different Pshat. There's a Girsa that says, a diaper and mapig like color with a zovim, which means like this, that he doesn't care if someone takes away from him. Just alone, that Bezdin sold him a property that makes him a coil, that he's a rich person, and people will give him more halva, so have more leverage, and therefore he doesn't care if he loses it, and he just likes the publicity that Bezin sold him something, that would be the half. Meaning, Kamash Lon, no, they're still responsible to pay him back because there is a chrayis. That's a different shot. But either way, our Gemara is coming out that the chrayis on the Yisayim and a chrayis is Toyer Sefer.